إن الحمد لله الحمد لله العلي الأعلى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear of Allah Most High and Almighty. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we began last week speaking about the great principle in Islam of Al-Ihsan, the obligation of doing goodness in all times and places, in all situations. And from the types of Ihsan that is required upon the believers is the Ihsan, the goodness done by the merchants, by the tujjar, towards the people. It is obligatory upon those who do business to not exploit the needs and the poverty of the people. And it is obligatory upon them to seek to cooperate and help the people and seek only a profit that is reasonable. To seek a profit that is reasonable and not to exploit from the needs of the people. Unfortunately, what many merchants do and indulge in today's age is that they inflate the prices and monopolize on the goods that are sold to the people such that it increases them in their poverty. And this is not from Ihsan. The Prophet ﷺ, he commanded that the believer love for his brother what he loved for himself. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do good as Allah has done good to you. Do good as Allah has done good to you. So know that Allah sees the intentions and He is aware of the actions and the speech of people. Beloved brothers in Islam, what happens in some lands of the Muslims of exploiting the poverty and the need of the people leads to insecurity, leads to instability, and those taking advantage of the weak causes the society to become one that is lacking in peace and security. We ask Allah to favor the believers with peace and security. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the Ihsan, from the goodness that is obligatory upon the Muslims, is that all those people in authority, the rulers, the shepherds, those who have those under their care, they ought to treat those under their authority with justice, with goodness, with Ihsan. They should be compassionate and kind to them. The young who take care of the elderly, they should be compassionate and kind towards them. The parents who have youth and children, they should be compassionate and kind towards them. Even those who are equal in age with one another, they should treat each other in compassion and in kindness and in ihsan. Listen to the words of Allah Most High. He says, وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنْ لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين. واخفض جناحك. Put lower your wing. Lower your wing. لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين. Lower your wing of humility, of kindness, of compassion to those who follow you from the believers. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this ayah is a reminder to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to treat those who follow him, those who are under his authority, with the compassion and the kindness and the love and the mercy. And we look in a hadith narrated by Uthman radiallahu anhu that every person in authority, every ruler ought to place in front of his eyes and reflect upon. Uthman radiallahu anhu, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be with us whether traveling or local. He would always follow the funerals. He would visit the sick. He would ask about the affairs of people and advise them in the smallest of things and the biggest of things. This hadith was narrated by Imam Ahmad. Indeed, the Prophet ﷺ preferred his Sahaba to himself by giving his time and visiting them and going out with them in the expeditions. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the example of ihsan of the ruler, of the one in authority that every ruler must take is that of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, what he used to say is that if Allah gives me help, I swear that no widow in Iraq will ever need a man after me. And indeed, Umar ibn al-Khattab, it was narrated that he would enter upon the homes of the elderly women carrying the straw and the water to give to those people, and they didn't even know who this person was. Taking care of the needs of those under his authority, he spoke the truth, and this was narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the ihsan of the ruler to those under his rule is that he seeks to do goodness to them and remove the hardships, remove the difficulties from their path, and to do good and fulfill their needs, and to fulfill the needs and take care of their poverty. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, she narrates regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everything the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke was based on the wahi, the revelation from Allah Ta'ala. He said words as if he were looking upon the situation of the Muslims in this very day and age. He said, O Allah, those who make it difficult upon the believers, then make it difficult for them. And those who make it easy for the believers, then make it easy for them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim. So where are the callers to democracy and human rights from these examples? The example of Umar ibn al-Khattab, the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where are those who call to democracy and human rights from these noble values that were taught by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Indeed, ihsan is the responsibility upon every ruler to those below his authority. Every ruler, every minister, every judge, every man or woman who has those under their care, they are required to work hard to advise and take care of the needs of those under their care and charge. Mu'akkal ibn Yasar radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is no one who is given authority and he betrays that authority the day that he dies, except that Allah will forbid him from the paradise. There is no one who is given care of others. And then the day that he dies, he betrays those people that he was given authority over, except that Allah has made the paradise haram for that person. In another narration, the person who betrays the trust that is under his authority will not smell the scent of paradise. The one who did not advise sincerely those under his authority, then he will not smell the scent of paradise. Agreed upon. So we say, beloved brothers in Islam, we say to those that are responsible, those who are in authority, do not think that the enjoyment, the shahwa, the desire that you have in your position of authority, that you enjoy of authority, do not think that it means that Allah has disregarded you. Do not think that Allah has not paid attention to your affair. Rather, Allah Ta'ala will hold you to account for every small and big action that you do, a detailed and complete accounting on the day of resurrection. So prepare for Allah an answer for your responsibilities. It is required upon those in authority to abandon violence and harshness for those under their authority. On the authority of Ayn ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, he says that he entered upon Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad and he said to him that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, beware, do not be like the shepherd who is the hutana. The worst of shepherds is the hutana. This is what Ayn ibn Amr, he said to the young man. So the hutama, the scholars explain, is the shepherd who uses violence who beats the animal, the camel that's under his authority. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, beware of the shepherd, or the worst of the shepherds is the one that is the hutama, the one that beats the animal so that it is submissive to him. And here, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has struck an example for all those in positions of authority, a warning, a dire warning, that they should not use violence. And this is a warning for those who oppress his people and do not show kindness towards them nor mercy. This is for those who, like the shepherd who beats the animal so it is submissive. But what about those? How is it that those in authority are so harsh and so oppressive that it leads to them spilling the blood and taking the wealth and defaming the honor of those under their care? Woe and woe again to those whom the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this stern and dire warning. Indeed, it is ihsan that causes the caretaker, the one in authority, to strive to fulfill the needs of those under his care, to seek to remove the hardships from those that are under their authority, and to work for the benefit of the believers. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Abu Maryam al-Asdi radiallahu anhu, he came to Muawiyah, who was the leader of the believers at that time, the Khalifa. And Abu Maryam al-Asdi, he said to Muawiyah, telling him about his responsibility that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that whoever is put in a position of authority and he blockades himself from the poverty and the needs of the people, then Allah Ta'ala will blockade his need and poverty on the Day of Judgment. So when Muawiyah, who was a man of righteousness and nobility, he heard these words, immediately he appointed a person to listen to the needs of the people and the poverty and fulfill the needs and the poverty that they had. So fear Allah, beloved Muslims. Have taqwa of Allah. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمِينَ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ Do not think that Allah is unaware of what the oppressive people do. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Ibadullah, ittaqullah haqqa tuqatih. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the ihsan, from the goodness that is obligatory upon all people, is to obey the legitimate and right Muslim ruler in all ma'roof, and all things that are obedience to Allah Most High. And that is by advising him sincerely. By advising him sincerely, by helping him to command what is good, and by encouraging the forbidding of evil and helping him to forbid evil. And by seeking to unify the ranks of the Muslims and the principles of Islam, by seeking to establish the principles of Islam on Iman and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah ta'ala to grant us and all of the Muslims ihsan in all of their affairs. And from the best of actions, especially on a day like today, is sending peace and blessings upon our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أحسن علينا في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم أحسن إلينا في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين. اللهم ولي على المؤمنين على المسلمين خيرهم. اللهم ولي على المسلمين خيرهم. اللهم ولي على المسلمين خيرهم. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك بأعداء الإسلام. اللهم عليك بأهل الشر والفساد. اللهم عليك بأهل الشر والفساد. اللهم عليك بأهل الشر والفساد. أهل الفجور والإلحاد. اللهم من على المسلمين بالأمن والأمان في كل مكان. اللهم من على المسلمين بالأمن والأمان في كل مكان. في مصر وفي سوريا وفي ليبيا وفي تونس وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اقمع واكبت أهل الشر والفساد. اللهم اقمع واكبت أهل الشر والفساد. اللهم اقمع واكبت أهل الشر والفساد. اللهم أسألك إحسان في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم موتى المسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
To straighten up the mind, close the gaps. Still with the power of him, Sudd al Khalal, still. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما، قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازق. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. الله أكبر.